Good morning, June 29th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's thread runs from national legal shifts to practical access, including new research on harm reduction vending machines in non-urban communities and funding deadlines arriving on July 8th. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with news coverage, Bloomberg Law reports on talks and threats inside the push to redo Purdue's opioid deal in Indiana. At the national level, The Nation has a piece titled, "The Supreme Court Has Agreed to Protect Drug Users." That is one to watch closely if you track how court decisions shape day-to-day risk for people who use drugs. Elsewhere, the Boston Globe profiles Kaberk Farah as a fixture in the addiction recovery world around Mass and Cass in Boston. And in Connecticut, CTT Mirror reports that successful re-entry from prison requires supporting the whole person. That connects with a broader pattern across harm reduction and recovery work, where housing, health, and stability often move together. In the Social Pulse, one lived experience post from Amber Richmond in San Francisco pushes back on misunderstanding by describing heroin, meth, and later fentanyl use from about age 16 or 17 until 6 months ago, along with about 5 years of homelessness in San Francisco and periods in jail. A couple of posts framed harm reduction in practical terms. One post from Amos argues that harm reduction is not an ideology, but a clean syringe, naloxone in a backpack, fentanyl test strips in a pocket, and a place where someone can be kept breathing instead of being found dead. Another post from Egek Duman points to overdose prevention centers, also referred to as safe consumption facilities, safe consumption sites, drug consumption rooms, or safe injection sites, as a cost-effective harm reduction approach associated with reductions in infection, overdose, and public harms. Even when these are short social posts, they show how supporters are centering concrete tools and outcomes rather than abstract framing. There was also an opposition message worth noting. A post from Savage Citizens argued that fentanyl and new P2P meth make the model of in-city housing first for addicted and mentally ill people impossible, and called instead for long-term treatment away from city neighborhoods and a return to arrest as the response. That stands out as a clear example of opposition messaging against harm reduction and housing-first approaches. Turning to research, a new paper in Health and Place looks at harm reduction vending machines as an opportunity to bridge the resource access gap in non-urban communities. That may be especially relevant for rural and small community programs trying to expand access without relying on traditional storefront hours. A separate systematic review in Substance Abuse Treatment, Prevention, and Policy evaluates the effectiveness of substance use disorder treatment centers through international standards and outcomes. And in Frontiers in Public Health, researchers examine opioid-related knowledge, social relationships, and campus connectedness among college students using latent profile analysis. On funding, there are three current federal opportunities to keep on your radar, all with a deadline of July 8, 2026. The Health Resources and Services Administration has the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program, or RCORP, impact opportunity, with that July 8th deadline. HRSA also has the RCORP planning opportunity, also due July 8th.
And the Ryan White HIV/AIDS Program Part C Capacity Development Program is open as well, with the same July 8th, 2026 deadline. If those are relevant to your work, This is a near-term deadline window. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. Finally, in activism, the National Harm Reduction Coalition is urging people to contact Congress to reject HIV funding cuts in the federal budget. The Housing Not Handcuffs campaign is also seeking donations to support its work. If either of those actions lines up with your priorities, this is a good moment to act while the asks are still current. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.